Good morning. It's so good to be here with all of you this morning. Today I am participating in Youth Sunday, and I will be sharing with you my take on the parable that I chose, the rich man and Lazarus. I chose this parable because it shows that good deeds are worth more than what we have. The parable of the rich man and Lazarus is a popular and very well-known parable of God, appearing in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke tells of the relationship during life and after death between an unnamed rich man and the poor beggar Lazarus. And the parable sets with the rich man in his mansion, while the poor beggar Lazarus was laid outside the gates of the rich man's mansion. And while the rich man lives with pleasures and wealth, Lazarus lives with just the opposite. Then, in a twist of fate, Lazarus and the unnamed rich man travel to the land afterlife, and while Lazarus is welcomed to heaven, the rich man is now poor and helpless. The reasoning behind this is that even though the rich man had all the material wealth he could ever want, Lazarus was just as wealthy, if not wealthier, than the rich man in spiritual wealth, because of his good soul, his good deeds, and him being a better person than bad. Just like in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, as Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts in the treasury. He also saw that a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "Truly I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others, because the others gave from their wealth, while she out of poverty gave all she had to live on." So it's not about how much you have, it's about what you choose to do with it. And the rich man dies and is buried, while Lazarus is carried away by angels to be with Abraham. And while the rich man was being tormented in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus. The man looked up and called to Abraham, "Father Abraham, have mercy, and send Lazarus to dip his finger in the cool water and touch my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Remember, child, that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are in agony." And then the rich man requested that Lazarus go back to the land of the living, for he had five brothers who did not follow Jesus or the Holy Spirit. But Abraham told him that if they did not follow Moses and the prophets, then they would not follow the word of someone coming from the land after death. And I think the lesson this teaches us is no matter how much we have in this world, it won't matter. It won't matter after death, but good deeds and like are worth everything after death. So if you ever get the chance to give and care, then take that chance. And I think this parable is special because they bring Lazarus and the rich man all the way after life to show that Lazarus was a perfect example of a good person, a good pure person, bound for heaven, and that if we can be like Lazarus, we too will be able to go to heaven. We too will be bound for heaven. And the message I want to go through is that when you get the chance to do a good deed, do it, because every good deed gets us closer to heaven. A real-life example of this is, think of people living on the streets and how giving them $2 to $10, someone could be giving more than anyone else because they gave what they could instead of giving what they wanted to. And that's why I chose this parable, because it shows that material wealth and material things that you have are not worth what spiritual wealth are worth. And try to think about how you can be like Lazarus in your own way, and in everyday life, try to perform your good deeds. What was it?